This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, PSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
No matter why your clients give, their donations can do so much more. With a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360, they can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or other non-cash assets like real estate and even crypto, while recommending grants at any time. DAF Giving 360 can offer you over 25 years of expertise, bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
From the Delaware Valley Honda Studios, get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love. I'm KYW News Radio's Jane Metzler, and here's what's happening. Barring a last-minute funding agreement in Harrisburg, 20% SEPTA service cuts are set to go into effect tomorrow. KYW's Sonny Morgan reports from 30th Street Station.
SEPTA General Manager Scott Sauer says he's frustrated. He's hopeful that the legislators in Harrisburg will get things done, but the biggest message he has for riders is to just give themselves time.
One thing we cannot stress enough, all riders should allow for extra time as they get used to the changes next week. Buses, trains, and trolleys are going to be crowded. There are likely to be some pass-ups, more than normal due to vehicles at capacity. And with 20% less service, the system is going to move slower.
Sharon was waiting for her train here at 30th Street Station, and while she's in and out of the city, she lives outside of the city as well. It does affect her and her friends here in the city.
But I don't think the consumer should be tortured with that, because that's what it's going to wind up being, headaches for people trying to figure out how to get around. I think that's horrible.
And, of course, there are so many tests coming up with these cuts. There's school starting Monday for kids in the school district of Philadelphia schools. There's sports games. Of course, there's a Phillies game tomorrow. And they said while there will be service cuts, again, they want people to just give themselves extra time as they work to make changes throughout the week as it starts.
SEPTA employees also affected. One train conductor told me her hours were being cut from 80 to 45. She said she planned to replace her old 2009 model car. Those plans, she says, on hold indefinitely. A 14-year-old boy has been arrested in connection with a shooting yesterday just outside a SEPTA bus. KYW's Connor Barkon has more.
SEPTA Transit Police say they took the teen into custody Friday night near the intersection of Frankfort Avenue and Sellers Street. The boy and an 18-year-old man who is also in custody are accused of getting into a fight on a Route 3 bus shortly before shots were fired. The incident happened around 5 o'clock at Frankfort and Kensington Avenues. Investigators say one of the males got off of the bus through the rear door, turned back toward the bus, and fired a gun. At the same time, the other male was stepping off the bus and returned fire. SEPTA spokesman Andrew Bush.
Gunfire on a bus during a time where there's a lot of people traveling, right in the evening rush hour, very concerning. So it's fortunate that nobody was injured.
The 18-year-old was arrested shortly after the shooting. Police say no one on the bus or in the area was injured or struck. It's not clear what charges the two may face. Connor Barkon, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
A person, male or female, we still don't know, hospitalized after getting stuck under a SEPTA train on the Broad Street line yesterday. SEPTA says it happened around 3 in the afternoon. That person had to be rescued from under a southbound train at the Ellsworth Federal Station. taken to Jefferson Hospital. No word as yet on the patient's condition. Trains temporarily bypassed the station, but service was back to normal Saturday morning. Bad news for Phillies fans. Ace right-hander Zach Wheeler was diagnosed with venous thoracic outlet syndrome, and he will need additional surgery that is expected to sideline him for 6 to 8 months. Wheeler had a follow-up evaluation following his surgery on August 18th to remove a blood clot from his upper right arm. Here is KYW's medical editor, Dr. Brian McDonough.
What they will essentially do in thoracic outlet surgery is more or less widen the narrow space that's located between the collarbone and the first rib. This is where Zach Wheeler's having a problem. From repetitive pitching and motion, he's gotten compression. And compression actually is what led ultimately to the formation of a blood clot. So that has to be taken care of. They obviously realize that the problem would just occur again potentially. They don't want that to happen.
The setback jeopardizes Wheeler's availability for the start of next season, too. The two-time Cy Young Award winner, he was a front-runner for the award this year.
You might be saying, why couldn't Zach Wheeler pitch through it, you know, play in the playoffs and then get the surgery? The stakes are way too high. He had the formation of a blood clot. That could be lethal. So you don't want to risk that happening again. And fortunately, they were able to treat this clot. They're anticoagulating him. They're taking care of that. And then when they're ready, they're going to do the surgery and widen that thoracic outlet. So this is the right decision.
The 35-year-old Wheeler was 10-5 with a 2.71 ERA and 24 starts, leading the National League with 195 strikeouts. He finished second in the Cy Young voting last year. And in 2021, the Phils currently have a 6-game lead over the Mets right now in the NL East, and the team is confident the pitching roster is deep enough to cover for Zach Wheeler. And that's the All Local. I'm Jane Metzler. Listen anytime on the Odyssey app and on your smart speaker. Just say, play KYW News Radio.
The All Local is sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers.
Now's the time for a great deal on a new Honda. Meet the next generation of vehicles. Check out the Honda Prologue, Accord Hybrid, or Civic Hybrid. For a limited time, well-qualified buyers can get a 0.99% APR on a 2025 Prologue, a 2.99% APR on a 2025 Accord Hybrid, or a 4.99% APR on a 2025 Civic Hybrid. Hurry into your Honda dealer today.
See dealer for financing details. Exclude Civic Si and Type R.
The All Local is sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers.
Now's the time for a great deal on a new Honda. Meet the next generation of vehicles. Check out the Honda Prologue, Accord Hybrid, or Civic Hybrid. For a limited time, well-qualified buyers can get a 0.99% APR on a 2025 Prologue, a 2.99% APR on a 2025 Accord Hybrid, or a 4.99% APR on a 2025 Civic Hybrid. Hurry into your Honda dealer today.
See dealer for financing details. Exclude Civic Si and Type R.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. No matter why your clients give, their donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360. They can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or other non-cash assets like real estate and even crypto while recommending grants at any time. DAF Giving 360 can offer you over 25 years of expertise, bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.